Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight. Recap. This is episode, what? Four?
No, is it four or is it five? I think it's five.
Whatever. Sucks. Regardless what it is.
I'm laughing because I need you to smile, bitch.
Well, I laugh because I keep looking at the comments on the YouTube comments. Uh-huh. And people are like, Terrell, you know you love this show. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't love this at all. I'm doing this for you guys, but I don't love this at all.
So if you're new to the show, as you know, we get a lot of new people coming in each week, and that's great. And understanding why Terrell is so reluctantly watching Married at First Sight season 14. Here's the reason. See, because he's not a big reality TV fan, but he said he wouldn't watch The Bachelor, made this deal with the devil. He wouldn't watch The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. ABC said, hey, meet Matt James. So he stuck watched it last year. Me being a good friend that I am, I'll watch it with him. In return, he's such a good friend that he decides to watch one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight. We watched season 13, and I have no idea why, but halfway through the season, he just goes, if Gil and Merlin make it, we'll do season 14. Here we are.
And they didn't make it. I was right, but there was collusion. I said it last time, collusion. Mm-hmm. I'm not making that deal with these couples because...
You already did. You made a deal with Alyssa and Chris.
Yeah, true. Now, if they make it, I'm going to be like, this is some fraggle-naggle bullshit.
I'm not going to lie. If they make it, it's nothing but God.
I don't know how they would make it at all. It would take God, Bill Cosby, all kind of folks to do some things to get her to like him.
You know what? In that note, I know we usually start in order of appearance, but let's just go ahead to Alyssa and Chris and kick this off. The shit show with this shit show of a couple, because, I mean, Jesus Christ. Is this woman any more unlikable?
No, and I'm trying to look at it from her perspective. I'm trying. And it all boils down to she's not attracted to Chris.
Yes, that's
whatsoever.
It.
That's it.
That's it.
She's not trying to get to know him or anything. Mm-hmm. She's just not attracted to him. And so I'm trying to think like, okay, if I was on the show and, you know, I'm standing there at the altar, you're standing right next to me. And then all of a sudden, you know, Chewbacca comes walking down the aisle and the experts felt like we were a good match. Like, I get it, right? I get it. I'm just like, I don't know how I would feel about that. So, but she's, I think what's worse and what I don't like about her is you're purposely trying to make it seem like this is Chris's fault.
Yes.
And treat him like crap. And I don't get that.
Well, so here's the thing that gets me. And this is where everything makes sense to me now, right? And I'm not talking about the fact that, you know, social media found old pictures of her with the other dude, the muscle-bound dude, that she was all, that her last boyfriend, I'm assuming that's who that was. And you're like, oh, Chris really isn't her type. I'm not even going with that. I'm going with the fact that on this episode, she said she went to a psychic. And he did exactly what I would have done. He laughed. And she said, the psychic told me, my soulmate would have dreamy eyes and an eagle tattoo.
Do you remember that back in the day? Call me now.
Oh my. But here's the bad thing about this. What are you doing on the goddamn show? If you are so locked in to this damn psychic and believe what the psychic said, why are you there with the experts and not trusting the experts? If that's the case, you're just there to be on TV and you thought, oh, well, they'll put me with some hot guy and it'll be good and, you know, and didn't happen.
Yes. Oh, my God, I'm going to be so cute on TV. And then she walks down the aisle. She's like, what the fuck? I don't know.
And then Pastor Troy's like, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the producers are like, seem like they're trying to encourage her to do more stuff and like, just get involved in the show. We get it. You don't like them, but go out and do some of the experiences. And she's just totally just so negative. Now, has this, you've been seeing the show forever. Has there been people who've just said nope and just kind of left before you even got to decision day?
There was a couple like that. And the guy was just like, yeah, nah. And he was not feeling her. And she, it's not like she wasn't attractive. He just wasn't feeling her. And he was just like, yeah, nah. And they quit about halfway through the season. Which is why I'm surprised that they're letting them go through.
You know, I think he deserves, after what he's going through this season, she's just belittling everything about him. And it's like, okay, so he's not the most in shape. Not the most in shape. Right. But he's not like a slob. Like there's so much things that she's not even looking at what positive that he brings.
Exactly.
Outside of that. Right. He is trying to find the positive and sees the positive things in her, despite her being evil, you know, and mean to him. So like, I hope Chris gets a spinoff, and does The Bachelor, something where he gets to choose from 20 something people. I'm not going to watch that, but I hope he gets it.
There's so much I want to say about her, but I'm not going to, because you know what? Our wonderful viewers have been doing the great job in the comment section and saying what they feel about her. So I'm going to let y'all continue. But speaking of those comments, you know, as we get back to on track with Lindsay Lohan and Mark the Shark, I just want to go ahead and say I was right. And I want you to go ahead and say that I was right. I would love for you to go ahead and tell me that I was right. Because, yes, you wrote it in the comments last week. But we're here. Say to my face. All right, I heard that.
you can edit that out if you want. Is that too long of a pause? Hey, I said what I said in the comments, and that's all I'm gonna say about it. I'm not gonna stroke your ego right now. Not gonna happen.
Look, okay, it's not even.
I will
about
say
my ego.
I was wrong. I was wrong. Now that I got a chance to see what happened on the flight, hear more about the story, I'm like, okay, Lindsay Lohan was a problem. I was just saying that from what I saw, I couldn't say all those things yet because I didn't hear the after party and all that. I didn't want to make an assumption. And I think that's what people easily did. But
yeah. So your point, we don't watch the after party. And then people said, Terrell, you need to watch it because of this. And to your point and to your credit, you actually did watch it. I didn't, because I already knew. I watched it and I said, when Olajuwon, I was like, okay, what did he do? And then Katina jumps in. I'm like, this sounds a little fishy here for a second. And then when I saw her and she dropped them WWTs, I knew it. When I saw them white women tears, I knew that she was wrong. Because I've seen this too many times before. Especially when dealing with a black man. I've watched this happen too many times. And I'm like, okay, this is exactly what happened. So I will say this. Lindsay still doesn't take responsibility for her actions. And it's crazy to me. Not unbelievable. And not surprising. But it's crazy to me. She still won't take responsibility for what she did.
No, because she was triggered. How do you trigger yourself? And Katina had me rolling. Like, she's like, you're 35. Go get some therapy and get over it.
But she was so right. And she was so on point with that, because she kept telling her, look, do you realize that you triggered yourself? Because Lindsay tried to say that they triggered her. Mark told us later in the episode what happened. Yeah. You had 3 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Sit your drunk ass down. And see, this is where the experts and I would have had to have a conversation, because the minute she shows up that drunk, I'm like, yo, I can't do this. Because any woman that's falling over, stumbling drunk, just unnecessarily drunk, sloppy drunk, is automatically unattractive to me. And there's no fixing that after.
Oh. If we're both sloppy drunk, then I'm cool. But if you're the one that's always sloppy and I got to take care of you, well, no, we're not going to work out.
If it's Lindsay.
But Lindsay, so I agree with you. And I think you hit the nail on the head last week that it's the way Lindsay was raised is kind of this entitlement. And so you figure that she's very successful in her career. And a lot of times you have those kind of women that are very successful in, I forget what industry that she's in, but I think it's kind of male dominated. So she has to be like one of the boys. So she has to be a lot, right, to get the seat at the table. And it's worked for her. And she's been very successful. I get it. Mark's totally not that dude. And that's not what he wants. And so I guess they're trying to have to balance it out, but you know, she's not taking accountability for that conversation that happened at the airport. And even when they were on the catamaran, it reminded me though, did you get a flashback to St. Kitts?
Oh yes.
On the catamaran. I'm just like, God, that was such a good trip. Sorry. That's a sidebar, but yeah, that was such a good trip.
Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm not going to just bash on Lindsay. I mean, we've already discussed her WWTs. However, I will say, I like the fact that she was with all the other women and said, look, he's not the guy I would have picked up at the bar, but he's the perfect match for me. And I was like, that's... Alyssa, are you listening?
That's the purpose of the show, right? Now, she did say something to Mark when Mark was talking about his past relationships and, you know, they had a lot of... the girl that had a lot of alcohol and all that. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay made this comment that you're a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. It's like you try to take care of everybody. You don't do enough for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I do think she's spot on.
Yeah.
Because his conversation towards at the end of the episode where he's like, we need to slow down. I'm listening to him. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, how do you say that? And you're trying to not piss her off and make her mad.
Right.
But all you're going to do is just make her mad. But like, just man up, say what you think, and move on.
Just mad up and say, hey, get off of 12, come down to 7 every so often.
And yeah, exactly. Just say, hey, when you drink, you get to this level, and this is going to totally turn me off, and you continue to get drunk like this all the time, I'm going to say no on decision day. So can we talk about that? And just be direct and specific instead of, oh, you know, sometimes you hear, and you know, it's just a lot. You got to do the eyes, right? It's just a lot. it's just a lot. And then you know, we were having a good time, and there's two things that happened, and it's just a lot of things we're dealing with. And just slow down. I was just like, what are you talking about?
And he's dealing with crazy. When you're dealing with crazy, you got to kind of, but he doesn't know how to tiptoe around crazy. He wants to tiptoe around crazy. You can't tiptoe around crazy. You got to meet crazy
right in the face. Yes. Right in the face. You got to grab crazy. Look here, crazy.
You know, so somebody who did this, as we move on to Jasmina and Michael, I will say, and you know, I have not been the biggest fan of Michael at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be for this entire section that we're going to speak on him and her real quick, but I just want to say something good about him first, which is that I like the fact that he was addressing the problems head on and admitting to his flaws. When they first sat down to talk at the beginning of the episode, that's what he did. Even though for her, it was like, oh, this is a little bit much as soon as we wake up. But I like the fact that he went straight at it. Like, here's what it is. Here are my flaws. I thought that was good.
I thought it was good, too. I agree with Jasmina a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That he's overthinking a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And just dial that back. Because, like, I wouldn't want to be... I mean, you're already on because you got the cameras and stuff.
Right.
But I don't want every conversation to be like, let's get deep and talk about our souls.
Exactly.
And stuff. Yeah. Like every time we have a conversation, just dial that back a little bit. And he's
unwoke yourself.
Yeah. He's overthinking a lot of the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the fact that he's at least talking about it and he's not overthinking and just keeping it to himself. Because I think a man could overthink and then we decide, I want out of this. And then we let you know rather than have the conversations and talk about it together. We're like, we've decided, we've been thinking about this for months. And now we're like, hey, so decision day, it's going to be a no for me.
Yeah. I do want to point out that I was right in the whole Lindsay Lohan situation. And I was right on this one, too. And I say that because Mike made it a point to comment and say that I was 100% wrong, right? Matter of fact, his exact words, Yanni, 100% wrong on Michael and Jasmina. Girlfriend was tripping needlessly while Michael was just making good sense. Please stop. He went on somebody else after that. I was like, but even Mike admitted that he was wrong and apologized for it. He jumped on the apology tour, which seemed to be the theme for them for this entire episode too.
Well, but I agree with Jasmina that, hey, I'm sorry you felt that way, but I didn't say that. You know, I don't apologize just to like appease.
Thank you.
Appease the other person. Mm-hmm. You don't think you did wrong. Just, hey, I'm sorry you feel that way. That wasn't my intent. And that's it. And I think Mike has to accept that. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell. And I don't know. Maybe it's, you educate me, because Mike's, what is his heritage?
Was Mike, I think Mike is Haitian. I think you have a Haitian background.
I don't know if that's how culturally, like that's how those men talk to women. But I mean, if you come at Jasmina pretty aggressive like that.
Jasmine is a West Indian woman. She's Jamaican. She's not going to take that.
She's not going to take it. Simple. Right, mm-hmm. But you can't come at her that way and be like, look, if I know what I heard, I said. If I said it, then it happened. Like, mm-hmm. You can't come at somebody like that.
But, and see, this is where Jasmine is a woman after my own heart, because she's like, I'm not apologizing when I know I'm not wrong, okay? I don't believe I'm wrong. I'm not going to apologize. And that's always been my thing. If you get an apology from me, you know it's genuine. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to question it, because if I don't think I'm wrong, I'm never going to apologize. I don't care how bad you feel. And that's always been me, right? And that's one of the things that I may do the same thing she did. I'm sorry you feel that way. Which, the funny thing is, I'm watching him going, Taylor's going to agree with me on this. And if he goes the other route, I'm going to have to call him out, because I know you too well.
Yeah, I don't apologize. If I don't think I did anything wrong, I'm like, I don't understand why you're mad.
Would you ever ask for an apology?
Would I ask for an apology if...
Like how he was asking, well, you should apologize to me.
No. I'd probably just be like, hey, that was fucked up what you said the other day.
Yep.
And I just want you to know how I felt about it. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to be like, oh, Terrell, I'm so sorry. Because you still said it. And you meant it when you said it. So don't apologize.
I'm not going to stop you from apologizing as long as you mean it. But I ain't going to ask you for it.
No, I'm not going to ask for it. But if you do it on your own. But I felt like he was demanding it. I felt like that's that cultural... You know, I'm the man thing. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know Haitian culture, but I'm just thinking that maybe that was, and he wasn't, you know, raised with a dad, but maybe in his mind, I'm the man. And because I have a penis, you have to do what I say.
I think part of that is because, again, I don't know the Haitian culture either. And I don't know that it's that strong for him. And I say that just because everything about him doesn't show it as... It's clear as day. You didn't even have to tell me Jasmina was West Indian. I can tell it. Because I know that woman, okay? So, but he's doing the wrong thing with the wrong person. And I will say, he did dial it back at the end and say, I accept your apology. Because we got to accept it the way that each other does it, because it's not what I agree with, what I think. But if this is how you apologize in this case, then I have to accept it. And I will say that. And look at me. I'm saying two nice things about Michael today. He at least stepped up at the end.
But she didn't apologize. That's what I like about that. And you saw her face when he said that, I accept your apology. She's just like, motherfucker, I didn't apologize. I'm sorry you felt that way.
You know, as we look at next couple here, Noy and Steve having that wonderful poop conversation. Which... I think it's one of those intimate conversations. When do you do it?
Valid, right? Because, I mean, over time, you're with somebody, then you get married. It's like, y'all already crossed that, you know, so it's no big deal. But you get married, you know, at first sight. When do you let out the fart? When do you poop? Mm-hmm. You know, all that, right? I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I laughed so hard when Noy told Steve that I feel like I'm falling in love with you. And he was like... Okay.
That was so bad.
It was so bad. He's like, okay. I mean, thanks for telling me, but it's only been 3 days.
Yeah. The look on her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think for her, it was just like, she was in that moment. She felt that. In fact, she said it. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. Let me go over here and tell him. And he was just like, skirt.
Dial that back. He pulled a mark. We need to slow it down.
All the way down. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have already done it. And I say that because he made it clear that they're not going to tell everybody else when they do it. So don't be surprised if they've already done it and you come to find out later that they did. Because even when she asked him about, you know, now she would get on my nerves with that. On a scale of 1 to 100. Shut up!
I'm like, scale of 1 to 100? Who does that? I love his response. I'm somewhere between 50 and 100.
That is a smart ass response that I would come up with. I loved it too. And but it was crazy to me. I love his response to it though, because the fact that she gave him this scale and did it twice, and he's like, "All right, so this is what we're gonna be doing, huh?" Well, look, I like the kisses between, you know, when we're this close to 100, when the cameras aren't here, because when the cameras are here, we're just doing pecs. But I want you to feel comfortable. And I was like, that's the shit you're supposed to do right there.
Right. Now, what do you think about the whole camping conversation?
Yeah, she was not feeling it. And trust me, I get it. Now, I've been in, and you know this, I was in Air Force ROTC. I went through camp down at Lackland when, you know, we had all the Black Flags days and we still marched more than anybody else. We went camping because we had to do an overnight in the woods. And that was when I decided, yes, I'm not going to be a pilot. For sure. That was when I definitively knew it, because you had to take that survival training, right? I'm not an outdoors guy. I'm not a camper like that. Now, luckily, the people in my flight were smart enough that we took our sleeping bags because it rained that day, right? And we tied them up within trees and we used them as hammocks, and that's how we slept. Now, I say slept because everybody else did. I didn't. I stayed up all night with the bug spray. Shh. But to hear the horror stories when we got back to camp from other flights who are like, "Oh, I woke up covered in bugs." See, y'all jackasses should have tied yourselves up in the trees. You'd have been fine. So I agree with her. If you're not a camper, you can't go, "Oh, well, I'll try it." If you're not an outdoors person, you're not going to want to do it. Plain and simple.
I can relate, because there's nothing about this that says I camp and I do outdoor stuff. And so In my dating life, as I'm on the dating apps swiping right and left, if I see I love camping, you know, doing this, I'm like, nope, because if that's what you're wanting me to be, I'm not going to do it. But my thought around that was, why? Like, why does it have to be, why can't it be you and your friends go camping, but your partner doesn't have to do that?
Right.
You know, why does they have to do the thing that you love? And if that's all you're about, if the, you know, you work at REI and all you do is camp, and I get it. But if it's just something you do, you know, once or twice a year, your partner doesn't have to go with you to do that. So I thought that was just dumb. But I agree with Noe. I'm not camping. I'll go for a hike and then we go stay at a nice hotel and go get a nice steak dinner somewhere. But do I want to like be in a tent and cook on a campfire and, you know, piss in the woods? Nope. He looked so disappointed and then kind of judgy, like, what is it you don't like about camping? Doesn't matter.
Everything.
Doesn't matter. I don't have to tell you what I don't like about it. I don't like it. You know, look, I don't like Indian food. And people, well, why do you not like Indian food? I don't like it. Tried it, don't like it.
And when he said, "What don't you like about camping?" She should have said, "Okay." Like he did her. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you know, as we get to our last couple, Katina and Olajuwon, the first thing that comes to mind watching these two is Olajuwon's got to learn to shut his mouth, man. I thought that early in this episode, Isaac was talking Olajuwon out the draws. It's like, it was everybody on the catamaran is like, did he just say that?
Okay. Wow. Right. So I would love to see this couple work out. I don't believe they will, but I'd like to see them work out. Mm-hmm. I think Olajuwon is so sold and focused on trying to be this different person.
Right.
But Isaac is not gone away. Isaac's not dead. Isaac's mm-mm. there. And why would you tell your wife and all these other people about this mother-daughter thing that you hooked up?
Yo.
And why would you brag about that? Like, hey, just say
it so proud.
Yeah, said proud. Like what? Like he wanted high fives.
Yes.
You know, and so like Isaac thrives off that attention. Mm-hmm. And everyone else felt so uncomfortable and awkward. But I'm just like, why would you brag about that? Like, it's okay to say I was a playboy. I was this person. I'm not that person anymore. But you don't have to give all the juicy details mm-hmm. to these strangers.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, I'm like, what are you thinking?
And he's giving all these unwanted juicy details to his wife, mm-hmm. who doesn't want to hear that shit. You can tell she doesn't want to hear that. She's just like, eh.
Well, I do have to give him props that there's a method to his madness in what he's when he says stuff. Mm. Like he's very methodical in it. So that whole workout, and he purposely yeah. did that workout knowing that he didn't like it and that she wasn't going to like it to see if she's going to say something. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool, but just freaking talk to her and like let her talk.
Yeah.
Instead of it being you, like ask her questions and let her just answer and y'all talk. Why put her in that situation and make her do a workout? This is why I don't like dating gym rats, because if you want me to go to the gym with you and you're going to talk to me like that,
I don't think that he realizes, because he goes, well, she won't open up. You don't give people a chance to talk. No. And I know it could be the power of editing, but you watch where he sat down with her mom and he rattled off so much so that she's like, look, a rabbit.
Yeah, she did.
He doesn't give anybody a chance. Think about how much he just rattles off with her. When he first met her, he's so nervous. His nervous energy is just talk. If there's a second of silence, he's got to fill it. And feels he's got to fill it with 30 seconds of talk, right? And that's the problem, because if you're not having these conversations, all you're doing is turning her off in a lot of this anyway, right?
Right. So. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. And then, did we talk about Katina checking Lindsay already?
A little bit.
I was like, you know, I was impressed. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with Katina on that one.
So why did that impress you? Because the first time, last week, you were disappointed in her and she wasn't cultured and traveled and all this other stuff.
Oh, I didn't say she wasn't. Katina wasn't cultured and traveled. We're talking about Lindsay.
No, you said Lindsay was cultured because she traveled more.
Well, I'd have to rewatch the episode. I don't think I said that she is cultured more.
Oh, but they're all going to correct you. You may not even have to go back and watch it. They're all going to correct you, because they were very much in the comments talking about Jessica, she traveled, doesn't make her culture. And I'm like, yes, you're damn right she is. And well, I'm tired of these black men trying to talk about these white women. They being cultured. You're going to open this shit on yourself. I'm trying to save you, brother. Jesus Christ. Let me help you.
No, I liked how Katina just called it out.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of just kind of holding it in. Not everybody can do that, but I think she did it in a way that it didn't cause confrontation, right? It was just very direct. Mm-hmm. And here's what you're doing. Here's how you're behaving. And there wasn't anything Lindsay could do to say that she was triggered.
Yeah.
You know, by any of that. And I just think that's great that she actually said and got off her chest rather than holding it in and it being a problem, you know, later. I do like Olajuwon's approach, where he's just like, look, let them be. Don't give her
exactly
attention, mm-hmm, and move on. And sometimes you got to be able to do that. You got to love some people with the long spoon and just say, hey, I'm going to keep you over here,
mm-hmm,
and keep that distance.
So, because here's the thing I didn't like about it. Katina was so agitated, and you could tell just even in her voice. Listen to her voice. It was shaking because she was so angry. And to me, the problem is, like, Lindsay's just sitting there like, huh? And all you're doing is getting angrier. And then she says, I'm done speaking, so I'm going to get up and leave. I'm glad she did, because she probably would have smacked the shit out of her if she sat down there, because she was that pissed, right? But you cannot unload all that on somebody and then go, and now you have nothing to say. I'm walking off. Because it's not fair. If you're going to have the conversation, have the conversation. But then again, if you know that you're at that point, do the right thing, walk away. But then that's it. You get it off your chest. You don't need to have that conversation with her again. You don't need to address it with her again. Get it off. Forgive, forget, because otherwise it's going to eat you up inside. And now you become the bad person. Don't allow that shit to live inside of you. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but I think that's youth, right? Because, you know, you and I at our age, if we had some type of situation, I don't need to confront a guy in front of a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hey, man, let me buy you a drink real quick. Let me talk to you for a second. And then we'd have that one-on-one conversation. Mm. Because then it's not going to escalate. We can actually talk. But you try to call someone out in front of other people, now they got to want to show their ass.
Yeah.
And it winds up being a bigger thing than it needed to be. But I'm glad that she got that off her chest and now that she can move on. Because sometimes you just got to say it to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I got to say this to you and I'm going to do it. And there wasn't anything Lindsay was going to say to respond to that. I mean, Lindsay has some issues. Yeah. You know, she needs some therapy, some counseling. You know, Katina was right. And she might want to cut back on the booze a little bit. But whatever triggers her to make her drink, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a therapist. Don't we have somebody that's a therapist that follows the show and comments? Yeah.
I'll tell you what triggers her.
I'd love to hear what she thinks.
When she sees the alcohol, it triggers her to just drink it. So as the episode's ending, you see Catino Olajuwon trying his best to talk himself into the draws this time. You know, doing all the above and saying all the things. And sometimes I feel when he does that, he's just going over and over and over and over and over. And he's more talking himself into believing the shit that he's saying. Like, the more I say this, the more I believe it. Because I think she's starting to believe it. You think they're going to seal the deal?
After that foot rub, and she's all crying, like, you know, trying to hold it in, not crying. Yeah, most likely so. But here's my thought, though. Based on what I've seen on the show, mm-hmm. she seems a little more prude than Olajuwon.
Yes, and she said it.
And so what happens when they get together and Olajuwon, you know, leaves still wanting? You know, it doesn't feel like it's the magic that he's... Because he's been with so many women. And moms, daughters, everything. He's been doing so much stuff.
He's like, hey, grab the chandelier. She's like, no, put me back right. down.
But I mean, I feel like most people have a bucket list and they cross it off. I feel like Olajuwon is like, it's not a bucket list. It's just, that's what gets him off. It's like all
this is my list.
Isaac. The Isaac thing is his sexual being. And so I'm hoping that if they do get together, it winds up being magical and they're both happy. But I don't know, because Olajuwon might want to do some things. Might want to hit her up in the poop chute.
Yo, he was so... He made sure that everybody heard it when he said it. Because he said it the first time. And then there wasn't a response. So he said it again. And then he said it again. When he's like, look, I'm not saying that, you know, because, you know, I'm married now. So this is what it is. It's just going to be me and you. But, you know, if you wanted to bring somebody else in and bring another woman in here, I mean, I'm not going to turn it down. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you...
If you want to bring someone else in, of course I'll knock it down. I'm doing this for you because this is what you wanted.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yo, this is about to be amazing because just the whole Alyssa Chris thing is going to be amazing to watch. And I just can't wait for more of these blobs because you know they're coming. It's going to be great. Don't forget... We do the regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast audio episodes on Mondays. Then we drop our video episodes on Tuesdays on YouTube. And of course, Wednesdays, we're back here for Married at First Sight Recaps Season 14, Boston.
Yes, I can't wait for Season 14 to be over. And then I'm done.
And then 15? I'm done.
If Alyssa and Chris, if they wind up saying... Because that's what I'm nervous about. It's so much drama from the beginning...
Yeah.
That I feel like it's going to turn around somewhere. Halfway she's going to be like, you know, his teeth aren't that bad.
When I wear my shades, I don't really see him. So.
Yeah. In the wintertime, I can cuddle up next to that. He's soft and squishy. I like it. Like, I'll be so pissed.
I will say, so Mike, while he was wrong on me, he did say, Terrell, stop lying. We can see it in your eyes, like Yanni, myself, and the multitude of black men here in America who secretly watch Married at First Sight. You are loving this shit. Yep. Married at First Sight is a black man soap opera. Hashtag Terrell knows he will review season 15 already.
Hey, Mike, that look in my eyes, that's normally from booze. That's from alcohol. That's not me loving the show. That's me drinking to get through the show.
There's vodka and NyQuil.
My little Wednesday cocktail.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
And make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.